You're inside my Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa. It's time to make it hot.
We're inside the Ironclad Technical Workwear Blast Furnace at the National Hardware Show. School is in, tool school that is, when we talk tools and tips with toolschool.com's resident creative genius and author, Brad Staggs.
And things go from cherry red to white hot when we steal some time with carpenter, designer, and bona fide phenom Ty Pennington from Extreme Makeover Home Edition.
We get a grip on gloves and gear with an expert who has an ironclad alibi. So hang on like you mean it. The mercury is rising.
And it's all happening next on My Fix It Up Life.
My Fix It Up Life. This is My Fix It Up Life.
Add more curb appeal to your home.
Create a memorable entrance with ThermaTrue fiberglass doors and Fypon synthetic trim that won't warp, crack, or rot.
And give you those rich details that make your home a showpiece.
Make your great entrance by visiting ThermaTrue.com and Fypon.com.
Pamper your skin the way nature intended with Green Street Luxuries. Green Street Luxuries offers you vegan and vegetarian-friendly homemade luxury soaps, lotions, and skincare products that have natural and healing ingredients. Try Green Street Luxuries today at greenstreetlux.com.
Portions of this program brought to you by Codify Design Studio, specializing in graphic design technology across print, web, and mobile devices. Visit CodifyDesign.com. That's C-O-D-I-F-Y Design.com.
Might be pretty face looking back at me. It might be.
And you are back inside My Fix It Up Life with my husband Mark
and my wife Teresa. And a beautiful day.
It's a beautiful day to give away a Real Wood Real Fun playset.
Yeah, you know who won? Congratulations.
Oh, dot dot dot.
We are going
now,
to
now that we have your attention. Now that we have your attention, I just want to say everyone who's in the Philadelphia area. Come out to the Lowe's in Lansdale next weekend, Saturday at 10 a.m. We'll be doing our live My Fix It Up Life radio show, broadcasting from there. And we'll have Tim Williams on hand to do some music for us.
Totally. We'll be answering questions about landscaping and gardening.
We are. And the Lansdale event at the Lowe's is a part of the Saturday 6 program from Troy Belt.
Yes. Exactly. Troy Built is, in fact, bringing us out there to do our show. So it's going to be fun.
It is going to be fun. And I'm pretty psyched about it. And I am psyched about giving away the Real and Real Fun playset, too. Can I read the winner's entry?
Well, we have a pretty important guest forthcoming on this show.
We do, but I want to read the winner's entry.
I'm stringing it out.
I'm not. I'm going ahead for it. Okay.
Okay, are you ready? I'm not saying it.
Get ready. Get set. We're ready to build, says our winner. With tools in hand, our young carpenters are always on the ready to fix whatever may need mending, and they've already mastered the safety-first approach. They quickly outgrew their small plastic playset, so are ready to begin construction on their big boy jungle gym. And Dad looks forward to using some of his new big boy tools for the build. Time for some father-son bonding. Nicholas Spittle from Raleigh, North Carolina, and his sons. Congratulations, you guys are the Real Wood Real Fun winners.
Oh, man, that is awesome. We are so psyched for you guys.
I am so excited for you. I can't even stand it because this is a gorgeous Southern Pine pressure-treated playset that we designed especially for you to win.
Yes.
And it's been talked about all over the media. It's some kind of, like, castle. It's
Tajma playset.
Tajma playset.
Yard castle.
Your three sons are going to be out of their minds.
And this thing is going to last for a long time.
So I'm expecting to see some photos of your kids playing on it on our Facebook page, myfixituplife.com. And I'm also hoping to see a little video, too, because what's cuter than your kids playing on the playset?
Well, working together.
Working together with their big boy tools.
Having everybody be part of it. That's kind of the My Fix It Up Life mojo.
Yeah, and their photos are totally adorable that they entered in the contest, too, I have to say. Totally adorable twins, and they have a new little boy, too. Call them a troop of monkeys. Ooh,
good thing they're monkey bars.
There are monkey bars in the playset, which is so awesome.
And Nicholas, if you're a fitness guy, you can rip out some pull-ups on there, do some stretching.
Well, and for everyone else out there, it was a very exciting contest. We had like 13,000 people come and visit the contest website. And I just want to say, too, that if you are interested in building this playset, you can go to our website. We're going to have videos posted up. You can do all, we'll walk you through from the foundation all the way up to installing the twisty
post
slide.
The post caps and the twisty slide and all the details that will really make your playset a one-of-a-kinder, just like your kids.
Yes, and if you don't have kids, there are so many awesome things that you can build in your backyard, too. You go to realoutdoorliving.com to check out other plans for other projects that you can do, from swings to, you know, backyard decks to everything.
Flower boxes, planter boxes.
Well, you can use flowers in them.
You could put flowers in there.
I kind of want you to build me a porch swing, darling.
I would like to do that.
You have to watch Brad's dog video.
That's right.
And do the step-by-step for him.
We also have a very intriguing guest forthcoming.
We do. So keep your ears on the show, and you'll be able to hear an interview that we went into extra innings for Ty Pennington from Extreme Makeover Home Edition.
We had to expand time just to contain the guy's energy.
We did, but we're going to have to go to break right now, and we'll be back in just a minute with more My Fix It Up Life.
It might be pretty face looking back at me. It might be not a conversation.
Thinking of building a deck but not sure what product to use? Make the smart choice. Choose Real Wood. Pressure-treated wood is the number one decking material and has been for decades. It's easy to find, easy to use, affordable, and beautiful. Its strength and durability make it perfect for decks, gazebos, playsets, and any other backyard project. The authentic look of wood means your backyard project blends into your backyard. Real Wood is a perfect complement to nature, and it's simple to maintain. For more information, visit realoutdoorliving.com and follow us under Wood on Facebook.
My Fix It Up Life is brought to you in part by Stanley Tools, supplier of carpentry hand tools, laser measuring tools, automotive tools, tool sets, and toolboxes for construction professionals, mechanics, and home improvement enthusiasts. For more than 165 years, the Stanley brand has been synonymous with quality, reliable products for the job site, workshop, and garage. For more information about Stanley products, visit stanleytools.com or call 1-800-STANLEY today.
Got a home improvement headache?
Here's a quick tip from My Fix It Up Life on hiring a contractor.
Hiring a home improvement contractor can be the stress equivalent to finding a good babysitter for your kids.
Here's a few tips on how to select someone you can trust to work on your home.
Is the contractor's appearance neat? Nice to your kids and pets?
How about eye contact? Does the contractor ask you questions and really listen to your answers? How about licenses and insurance? For more quick tips, tune into the My Fix It Up Life show Saturday mornings at 10 on AM 1340 WHAT.
The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clemens. 2 years after his father's death, Brendan is staring down the barrel of a divorce. He leaves his daughters in collapsing marriage to fulfill a promise his father made to his mother, and he discovers the answers he wasn't looking for that end up helping him with his own life.
I reach for my tape more like a gunslinger going for a six-shooter rather than a timid, albeit middle-aged, apprentice afraid to do the wrong thing.
Dean Johnson, co-host of Home Time, says home improvement is a thread that runs through many of our lives. Mark has woven it into a very rich and unique story. Brett Witter, publisher of Chicken Soup for the Soul, says a wonderful book about building both houses and relationships that is wise, touching, and as satisfying as a hard day's work well done. Like Chicken Soup for the Soul, it shows us that great wisdom is built from the material of everyday life. Check out The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clement on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and at bookstores nationwide.
Thinking about building a deck? Before you build, take time to dream a little.
And check out Destination Deck Series at realoutdoorliving.com for deck plans designed for every style of home.
Unique and customizable, click right through for a custom deck plan that fits your family and your home.
Your decking material of choice? Real natural wood. It's durable, beautiful, safe, and the best choice for the environment.
Spend your days outdoors enjoying fun, food, and family. And your beautiful new real wood deck.
Realoutdoorliving.com.
Wood. It's real. And you are back inside my Fix It Up Life, inside the blast furnace.
Blast furnace?
You know what?
I'm not in a blast furnace.
I don't think
you could find me in a blast furnace.
I don't think you can
find me near a blast furnace.
We're in one.
Really?
I refuse to say the word booth in trade shows. Anyway, this isn't a booth.
We're in the Ironclad world.
It's not a planet.
It's an Ironclad land, like Disneyland?
It's a blast furnace.
All right, you need your masculinity to, like, be all out there and everything.
Speaking of masculine,
mm-hmm.
We've got Extreme How To editor, or chief editor, head honcho.
Head honcho.
It's
on the card.
Matt Weber, Extreme How To doer, not just a guy with the magic quill of a keyboard.
And a new father, too.
That's right.
How's the baby?
Doing great. Yeah.
Boy, girl?
It's a boy, Hudson Quince Weber, and
Hudson
he's just
Quince.
A little over 4 months.
So yeah. You're just a little over totally sleepless.
Oh, yeah.
How you came to Las Vegas to get sleep, didn't you?
That's right, yeah, and escape.
We've done that, too.
Is he sleeping?
Yeah, you know, every once in a while we're blessed with a full night of sleep, but it's erratic right now.
Mm-hmm. I gotcha. So he's still eating around the clock and all that
stuff?
Oh,
yeah, yeah. They keep you on your toes.
So how are you getting projects done and working at the magazine with a newborn?
Daycare.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Now, does your wife work also?
She does.
Oh, yeah? You got to. That's the way things are.
That's right.
Yeah. My wife works. I sit around. You should see how much ESPN SportsCenter I can watch.
Oh, yeah.
She's really good at it. So,
yeah, I bet.
Yeah.
Hey. She looks like a channel surfer.
So what's going on at the magazine? What can we look forward to?
How many awesome stories by me are coming up?
Oh, seriously?
Assign me a bunch of stuff right now. No, don't worry, millions of viewers. There's more coming.
More of you? I don't want to talk to you. I don't talk to Matt.
Okay, don't. I'm just putting you on the spot.
So what's awesome at the magazine?
Everything's awesome at the magazine.
Oh, cool.
We're still in business in this kind of economy.
Yeah.
So, you know,
that says a lot.
Yeah. But, you know, things are going well. We've got a lot of projects coming. Mark's submitting a lot, getting a lot of exposure. I know we have your rehabbing seal plate coming up.
Oh, yeah, that's a fun one.
That was a really fun project, let me tell you.
Yeah,
yeah. Let's tear the plaster off. Oh, wait, that still plays bark mulch.
We were doing that Thanksgiving, two years ago. That's how we spent Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true. Thanksgiving dinner never tasted so good.
We ate several
tons of food.
So what else is coming up?
I believe it's our June issue coming up where we have actually – a lot of our sales staff and everybody got together on a weekend and built a 10x10 floating dock for a swimming platform.
You did not.
Yeah, it was a good time.
Did you have video of that too?
Do we have video? I think it's all
you guys,
photo shoot.
Okay.
Yeah.
Still photos.
Because I know
is
you guys
video?
Have video of YouTube videos of some of the projects that you do.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we do. This one, not so much. This one, you probably wouldn't want to detail on video the complicated way, probably unsafe method of launching this dock off a 3-foot shear wall.
You say unsafe, but I think it's probably just exciting.
That's why we don't have video to show.
Just in case. Now, is it? And I've built these before, so is it like a basically a wood deck, pressure treated lumber, and you put some big giant pieces of styrofoam underneath and bolt it all together?
More or less, yeah. Everything and it's connected with big galvanized plate hardware and half-inch through bolts and everything.
And how is it connected to the bottom of the lake?
We have a what they call a chain pile loops, which are big pieces of hardware. I'd say like about a foot and a half each.
Uh-huh.
That loop, there's an existing pier that the old deck was destroyed in a storm.
Uh-huh.
So we still have the support piles, and the chains loop right around the support piles. And this gives it enough slack so as the water falls and rises, so can the dock float
yes.
along with the water level.
Wow.
Yes.
That is so cool. And, you know, you should check out Extreme How To online and on Twitter. And we're going to have to jump for a break.
Yeah, we do have to go for a break.
We do. Thanks for stopping by. And we'll
be
back in just a minute with more My Fix It Up Life.
Sometimes we agree just to agree. Sometimes we fight with the referee. I'm so glad you walked into my life. my fix it up life. This is my fix it up life.
Got a home improvement headache?
Here's a quick tip from My Fix It Up Life on tool organization.
Whether you're a contractor trying to max out production or a DIYer trying to get the job done, staying organized will help you get more done in less time.
We keep tools in their carrying cases so we can remove and replace them, sort of like books from our shop shelves.
For small items like drywall knives and paintbrushes, we use pocketed bags instead of buckets, where small items can be difficult to find.
For more quick tips, tune in to the My Fix It Up Life show Saturday mornings at 10 on AM 1340 WHAT.
Thinking of building a deck but not sure what product to use? Make the smart choice. Choose Real Wood. Pressure-treated wood is the number one decking material and has been for decades. It's easy to find, easy to use, affordable, and beautiful. Its strength and durability make it perfect for decks, gazebos, playsets, and any other backyard project. The authentic look of wood means your backyard project blends into your backyard. Real Wood is a perfect complement to nature, and it's simple to maintain. For more information, visit realoutdoorliving.com and follow us under Wood on Facebook. Pamper your skin the way nature intended with Green Street Luxuries. Green Street Luxuries offers you vegan and vegetarian-friendly homemade luxury soaps, lotions, and skincare products that have natural and healing ingredients. Try Green Street Luxuries today at greenstreetlux.com.
Like free stuff?
We do, too.
That's why we give away cool gear and tools on the My Fix It Up Life Home Improvement Radio Show. Every week on My Fix It Up Life, we take you on an insider tour with the hottest celebrities and experts in home improvement.
Tune in to AM 1340 WHAT Saturday mornings from 10 to 11 and ask us your Fix It Up questions at 888-710-5557.
Or check out My Fix It Up Life online at MyFixItUpLife.com, Facebook, iTunes, and Twitter.
My Fix It Up Life is what's best in home improvement entertainment.
Portions of this program brought to you by Codify Design Studio, specializing in graphic design technology across print, web, and mobile devices. Visit CodifyDesign.com. That's CodifyDesign.com. The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clemens. 2 years after his father's death, Brendan is staring down the barrel of a divorce. He leaves his daughters in collapsing marriage to fulfill a promise his father made to his mother, and he discovers the answers he wasn't looking for that end up helping him with his own life.
I reach for my tape more like a gunslinger going for a six-shooter rather than a timid, albeit middle-aged, apprentice afraid to do the wrong thing.
Dean Johnson, co-host of Home Time, says home improvement is a thread that runs through many of our lives. Mark has woven it into a very rich and unique story. Brett Witter, publisher of Chicken Soup for the Soul, says a wonderful book about building both houses and relationships that is wise, touching, and as satisfying as a hard day's work well done. Like Chicken Soup for the Soul, it shows us that great wisdom is built from the material of everyday life. Check out The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clement on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and at bookstores nationwide.
Replacing a roof is a major investment. When considering your options, make sure to investigate synthetic roofing slate and shake tiles from DaVinci Roofscapes. Cost-effective and made to last, DaVinci's weather-resistant roofing tiles have a 50-year warranty. A DaVinci roof provides long-term comfort and security, along with adding great beauty to the exterior. It's no wonder thousands of homeowners have chosen DaVinci slate and shake tiles. For more information, visit DaVinciRoofscapes.com or call 1-800-328-4624.
Add more curb appeal to your home.
Create a memorable entrance with Therma-True fiberglass doors and Fipon synthetic trim that won't warp, crack, or rot.
And give you those rich details that make your home a showpiece.
Make your great entrance by visiting Therma-True.com and Fipon.com.
Pamper your skin the way nature intended with Green Street Luxuries. Green Street Luxuries offers you vegan and vegetarian-friendly homemade luxury soaps, lotions, and skincare products that have natural and healing ingredients. Try Green Street Luxuries today at greenstreetlux.com.
I'd like to wait a day. Sometimes we agree just to agree. Sometimes we fight with the referee.
And sometimes you find yourself back inside My Fix It Up Life, where we're doing a little light reading.
We are doing a little light reading, and I'm sitting with my husband, Mark, and we're just flipping through this book we found sitting here.
Well, what you do when you
spend
do...
a little, save a lot. You know, I like that.
Yes, I do.
I don't like to spend any. Spend none and save a whole pile.
Spend a little.
Get the Save None guy.
I think we need to get our producer to book a different guest because we want to spend nothing.
Well, and that's absolutely possible. But with those projects, I can't guarantee total safety.
Ah.
See, you just.
And that is Brad Staggs talking with us. And he is the author of Spend a Little, Save a Lot, Home Improvement.
Money-saving projects anyone can do.
And I like, I actually like that it says home improvement expert.
Yes, that's as
do you have that on like on says. your driver's license
I
too?
I do.
You do?
That's vague, and you say it with conviction, and that makes you the expert.
Is that how you wrote the book?
Exactly. You know, which is
nail
amazing.
Here.
You know what? I'm a breathing expert.
My, you see, you and I have something in common.
I'm a digestion expert as well.
I'm a heartbeat expert.
Total?
Mine, I can do it without even thinking about it.
Really?
Absolutely.
How do you do that? Because I have to think.
But see, you are the expert in breathing. I had to take my gum out because I cannot breathe.
Please have gum
and
in there.
Yes.
For savings later.
Exactly.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to stick to my phone.
You should write a book on being frugal and also strange.
Frugal and strange.
That's true. The funny thing is, it's amazing that a guy who can't read could write a book.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
You know, I'm glad you said it because I was going to. It wasn't going to take me long to get to marginal literacy.
I knew someone would say it. I just figured I'd put it out there.
Well, you know what? You're so well spoken that I actually find
compared
it surprising.
To...
You're doing it for me. I mean, this is the one time I'm trying to be nice.
Wow. Oh, you're trying to be nice? Really?
That is unusual.
He doesn't know what to do with it.
I
don't know what to do with it either.
You're so well-spoken, I find it, insert adjective here, surprising.
There you go.
That, is that an adjective? Is that an adverb? Adverb here.
Yes.
And a pronoun. That it was difficult for you to do the writing part of this.
It really was.
Did you have someone else read it back to you?
I did. You know, here's the funny thing.
Mm-hmm.
When I was writing it, I thought maybe, because I did have a hard time sitting down and getting the words to come out of my fingers, from my head into my fingers, and I thought I'll get one of those programs, because I'm on a Mac. I got Mac Speech Dictate. I thought I'll just speak the book. That didn't help either. Because then, you know, when you talk into those, you have to say, take the picture, put it on the wall, hold. And I thought, this will never work.
Cadence isn't real speech
exactly,
either.
Exactly, exactly. So, yeah, it was difficult. It took me, a year and a half? And, you know, God bless my editor, David Teal. He was very, very patient.
He's a nice man.
He really is. And
he probably
hates me now because he was the one who talked me into doing it. And I'm sure halfway through he went, oh, what have I done? But,
hi, Brad. Dave here. next chapter, I'm going to be nudging you towards English.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. It was just...
Were you sending it in on, like, you know, scraps of 2x4 and a broken cooler cover written in Sharpie marker?
Oh, not Sharpie, pencil.
Well, yeah.
Never write in Sharpie. That way you can't erase that. So,
what kinds of projects are we looking at in here?
Yeah, they're simple projects. I wanted to make something because, you know, whenever you sit down to write something, you think, who wants to know what I know? That was the way.
Well, you know what? You're very strange.
Thank you.
So I would like to know what you know.
Then you're.
But I don't know if it's in this. I don't know if this is the topic for.
I want to know
like the silly part.
You know,
because I bet this isn't silly. This is serious.
Some of it, yeah. I tried to put a few anecdotal stories in there, but
okay.
I tried to write it with an eye on. Being more entertaining, I don't know if I accomplished that, because when you do get into some of the projects, like wrapping a water heater, insulating a water heater, you know, there's not much funny about that.
There's not a lot of go-to.
There's really
not really.
That lends itself.
Unless
but, you know.
Wrap yourself up, too, like you, like, theme it out.
Well, yeah, there is duct tape involved in there somewhere,
uh-huh.
So there, I'm there, you could go several ways.
Is there a photo of you wrapped in insulation just
help
standing
me,
there?
Help me,
that's in the next book.
Oh.
Thank you, and that is in the next book. I'm going to be on the cover wrapped in insulation and duct tape.
That's not
now,
a
where
idea.
Can people find you? What's your website?
Okay, well, there's a couple of them. Obviously, bradstaggs.com. The
uh-huh.
book will be available in July. It's pre-order now on Amazon.
Okay. Good, because we're not running this show till like 4 years from now.
Well, there you go. And toolschool.com with a K.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, toolschool. Yeah, no wonder it's hard for you to write the book.
Exactly.
Now I'm not surprised.
You know, our tool reviews, they can find me there as
mm-hmm.
well. And, you know, we're always looking for guests. You know, come on, write something. Write a
now,
review.
Now, and you, okay. you were on HGTV when HGTV started.
Years and years ago.
Yeah, you're like the granddaddy of HGTV.
I wish you wouldn't put it that way, but yeah. Look at the gray hair.
Well, it's a compliment.
Granddaddy.
You know, it's great that you wielding your aqualung behind you.
Exactly.
You're the big dad. Oh, wait. I got it.
It was a plasma cutter.
Mark.
Just an oxygen.
Mark, I'm turning it into a positive. You're the big daddy of HGTV.
Wow. You're like the second person in 3 days to call me that. I'm starting to get a little...
No, take that the right way.
Okay, got it.
Either that or get a Lincoln Continental that's about 112 feet long.
Oh, yeah.
And just drive it like this.
Well, I have to slump all the way down.
Well, you actually have to sit down so low you can't drive
it.
And I read in your bio that you were on Days of Our Lives.
Yes,
So who did you make out with on Days of Our Lives?
I never made out with anybody, but I almost knocked the set over. That was my first time really involved with television. This was 80, great. It was a long time ago. And I remember
80 years ago.
I looked pretty good for 95.
Like dance through the hourglass.
And I leaned up against a wall, and that is when I realized television is completely fake. Those walls aren't
real.
That's
when you realize this?
The elevator doesn't go anywhere.
Really?
You know that? You walk in there and you stand there.
It's just closed.
It just closed, and you walk out the back of it. It's like, okay, this is a bunch of fake stuff.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's fiction.
Mm-hmm.
They're not really in a hospital?
No.
So did you know,
they're not
like,
really sick.
Did Holy you know, like, noise. Luke and Laura and all those guys?
That was just
their hospital. No, I'm sorry.
Please not talk about this?
We did used to watch
what
that.
What is,
all the time. General Hospital. We used to get home and watch
Tristan,
General Hospital.
Tristan,
Twisted Sister?
No, Tristan.
Oh, Tristan. That's right.
Yeah,
that
yeah, yeah.
Twisted
Sister?
Uh-huh.
We do. We don't want to unscrew
like,
the lid. We want to pry it off.
Is there, like, a soap opera club? Like, everybody who's been on soap operas?
No, but there's a network.
But you, like, know everyone.
Please talk about some of the projects that are in this book where you actually get paid.
Do you that look
spend
at people?
A little, save a lot.
When you turn the page where you're talking to someone and you raise the eyebrow very dramatically.
That's a skill.
Like The Rock.
Yeah.
You know what you're thinking?
Yeah. Yeah. Obviously, I'm good at it, too.
See? It takes years of practice. I got it from Spock.
Mm-hmm.
Such a good show.
Yeah.
I realize that it's such a good show.
Oh, we have to go to break, dear.
Our show is good, too, but we're stopping.
Doggone it.
Just for a minute, we'll be back with more My Fix It Up Life.
I've been roaming around, always looking down, and all I see.
Portions of this program brought to you by Codify Design Studio, specializing in graphic design technology across print, web, and mobile devices. Visit CodifyDesign.com. That's CODIFY Design.com.
My Fix It Up Life is brought to you in part by Stanley Tools, supplier of carpentry hand tools, laser measuring tools, automotive tools, tool sets, and toolboxes for construction professionals, mechanics, and home improvement enthusiasts. For more than 165 years, the Stanley brand has been synonymous with quality, reliable products for the job site, workshop, and garage. For more information about Stanley products, visit stanleytools.com or call 1-800-STANLEY today.
Add more curb appeal to your home.
Create a memorable entrance with ThermaTru fiberglass doors and Fipon synthetic trim that won't warp, crack, or rot.
And give you those rich details that make your home a showpiece.
Make your great entrance by visiting ThermaTru.com and Fipon.com.
Pamper your skin the way nature intended with Green Street Luxuries. Green Street Luxuries offers you vegan and vegetarian-friendly homemade luxury soaps, lotions, and skincare products that have natural and healing ingredients. Try Green Street Luxuries today at greenstreetlux.com.
Portions of this program brought to you by Codify Design Studio, specializing in graphic design technology across print, web, and mobile devices.
Are you ready?
Home Improvement Radio just got more fun Saturday mornings on AM 1340 WHAC.
As married, licensed contractors raising a family inside our fix-it-up home,
we answer your questions, interview experts and celebrities, and share what's new in home improvement
on your new favorite radio show, My Fix-It-Up Life. Live Saturday mornings at 10.
My Fix It Up Life with my husband Mark
and my wife Teresa is what's best in home improvement entertainment. Thinking about building a deck? Before you build, take time to dream a little.
And check out Destination Deck Series at realoutdoorliving.com for deck plans designed for every style of home.
Unique and customizable, click right through for a custom deck plan that fits your family and your home.
Your decking material of choice? Real natural wood. It's durable, beautiful, safe, and the best choice for the environment.
Spend your days outdoors enjoying fun, food, and family. And your beautiful new real wood deck.
Realoutdoorliving.com.
Wood. It's real.
My Fix It Up Life is brought to you in part by Stanley Tools, supplier of carpentry hand tools, laser measuring tools, automotive tools, tool sets, and toolboxes for construction professionals, mechanics, and home improvement enthusiasts. For more than 165 years, the Stanley brand has been synonymous with quality, reliable products for the job site, workshop, and garage. For more information about Stanley products, visit stanleytools.com or call 1-800-STANLEY today.
Got a home improvement headache?
Here's a My Fix It Up Life quick tip on Ladder 60.
Don't overreach while you're working just to save a few minutes. A good rule of thumb we use, always keep your belt buckle between the ladder rails.
Always use a ladder that's the right size for the job, and never put a ladder on a box or furniture to get a little extra height.
And wear a tool belt. Keep all those fasteners and tools you'll need handy.
For more quick tips, listen to My Fix It Up Life Saturday mornings at 10 on AM 1340 WHAT.
The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clement. 2 years after his father's death, Brendan is staring down the barrel of a divorce. He leaves his daughters in collapsing marriage to fulfill a promise his father made to his mother, and he discovers the answers he wasn't looking for that end up helping him with his own life.
I reach for my tape more like a gunslinger going for a six-shooter rather than a timid, albeit middle-aged, apprentice afraid to do the wrong thing.
Dean Johnson, co-host of Home Time, says home improvement is a thread that runs through many of our lives. Mark has woven it into a very rich and unique story. Brett Witter, publisher of Chicken Soup for the Soul, says a wonderful book about building both houses and relationships that is wise, touching, and as satisfying as a hard day's work well done. Like Chicken Soup for the Soul, it shows us that great wisdom is built from the material of everyday life. Check out The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clement on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and at bookstores nationwide.
Add more curb appeal to your home.
Create a memorable entrance with Therma-True fiberglass doors and Fipon synthetic trim that won't warp, crack, or rot.
And give you those rich details that make your home a showpiece.
Make your great entrance by visiting Therma-True.com and Fipon.com.
Pamper your skin the way nature intended with Green Street Luxuries. Green Street Luxuries offers you vegan and vegetarian-friendly homemade luxury soaps, lotions, and skincare products that have natural and healing ingredients. Try Green Street Luxuries today at greenstreetlux.com.
Sometimes we agree just to agree. Sometimes we fight with the referee. I'm so glad you walked into my life.
I don't hear anything. This is awesome. I can't hear you guys.
And the heavy breathing you hear on my Fix It Up Life is none other
that
than
was my faux lighter.
This is a new thumbs up. You can't see it in the dark.
No, you can't really see it
can
in the dark.
Can you light your thumbnail?
No, but you know what's fun? If you soak it in lightning bug juice, you can.
Sure.
Oh, yeah, I do that all the time.
Yeah,
you know, I was just doing that the other day with our 9-year-old. I mean, like, I mean, it's a home project.
Because they eat bugs. I know I grew up eating bugs.
We're talking with Ty Pennington from Extreme Makeover Home Edition, and I'm so excited to meet you because I've been watching you on TV for a while. I don't want to say how many years because I don't like it when people say
for a while.
I don't want to like age myself personally, so
I try not to.
Yeah,
you know what I mean, but Jurassic period.
Totally.
Like, yeah,
I remember that too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I was in high school. But I think I'm glad. Thank you. I've been lucky enough to be on television a while. I would have never guessed. Are you kidding me? It's phenomenal that I'm still there.
How did TV happen to you?
Well, you know, like anything, you got to make it happen.
You know what? I don't even want
to
be
You have to have a can-do attitude.
What it is, it's all about the dream.
No. My biggest question, I have to jump over you.
Because go ahead.
You basically are on an airplane all of the time, correct?
Yeah, about every 3 days. Yeah.
How do you stay so fit? Like, what do you did you work out on the plane?
And they
she's not making fun of you. You look like you
are in fantastic.
No, I just look that way. Inside, it's all just
oh, is it like a, yeah. like a Lakers suit
No, it's
put
like
on?
A great outer shell, but inside, it's like
that
a bag
That is really
of,
cool.
Yeah.
It's, yeah. Like a, it's like the like the, I always call it like the jiggly pants that girls put on. You've got like the muscle, like,
yeah.
you know, suit you put on, Lycra.
I try and, you know what it is? I just run around in parking lots, and I'm always late, so I'm always running. Maybe
oh, being late will help you stay fit.
Exactly, yeah, don't wear a watch. That, I'm always running.
I'm not wearing a watch.
See?
Step one
yeah.
of Ty Pennington's plan to stay fit.
Yeah.
Don't wear a watch.
Yeah.
Step two, be late.
It's a great exercise video, too. You just see me just doing nothing.
Now, so. I saw you on Jimmy Kimmel the other night.
Yes.
Now, is the quilting thing for real?
Yeah, man.
That was a real photo someone took of you?
I'm on the cover
really
of Quilting Home magazine. That,
is that
yeah,
real?
That's huge. That, exactly. It
that,
is huge.
That's huge.
And it's true that quilting and jazz is the gift we've given
now,
the world.
Now, was that supposed to be a flattering photo?
you're wearing a ball cap to contain
yeah.
your ego right now
yeah.
from the quilting hit.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
I'm not sure. What was the question?
Was that supposed to be flattering? The photo of you and
well,
the quilt thing?
Well,
was that a joke?
It was sort of, I, yeah, but what's funny about the joke is I actually styled the photo because I wanted it to look like that because I think it's hilarious.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
It is absolutely hilarious.
Well,
and if you don't know what it is, you have to go and watch the clip.
Yeah,
because
I look sort of like a homeless person.
You do.
Beach.
You look like
yeah.
a homeless woman.
Right.
And you're anything but a homeless woman. You're a very attractive
but
man.
But who needs a quilt more than anybody?
Been a homeless woman.
Exactly.
That's a good point.
You know, I guess.
And here's a segue.
Very attractive men don't need to be covered up.
And if they are, it should be a quilt.
It should be a quilt.
Did you knit the quilt? How do you make
well,
it?
You didn't knit quilt.
I designed the fabric. See, a lot of people don't realize I'm a designer. I design
yeah.
like I design home fashion lines for Sears. You know, we're talking bedding, plates, the whole nine yards. You know, I design wallpapers. I design.
I didn't
fabric.
Know you designed plates.
I do.
Really?
Well, yes. And even glasses you drink out of. Riddle me that. But, yeah, it's
seriously?
What I do. Yeah.
I have to get back to Sears.
Well, you might want to give it a shot. Take a look.
Yeah.
I pride myself in it.
Yeah. yeah.
I've got a question for you.
Sure.
When?
Would
How do you design that? When you're on the airplane?
No,
when was the last time you slept?
Well, that's a good question. I've been up. No, but literally the day I was leaving, So here's what's crazy. 3 days ago, I was shooting, I was like doing this tie-dye project in my backyard, but I was also doing this stamp technique, and I'm taking pictures of it, and then I put it on my computer. You guys don't really want to hear all this. It's
yeah, we have do this
The truth of it is like, I was just working like for 3 days straight on the patterns in on my computer and everything because I'm the only one who can do it. Like, I've tried to pass it off to other people, but it just doesn't work. It's not that good.
So
you got to do it yourself. However, I say if you can do it together, it's so much better than doing it alone.
That's good advice for a lot of things.
But
yeah.
this actually, I want to key in on when you get a Ty Pennington design,
mm-hmm.
you get a Ty Pennington design.
You don't.
You haven't handed it off and just said rubber stamp.
Oh no, we don't do that.
Yeah,
we
that's
don't.
Good.
Awesome.
That's really
yeah.
good for
but
everybody.
But I've done that on my lingerie. I just put my name on it because I don't.
You just sign
yeah.
random lingerie too, just you know.
You know, there's a girl ready to throw her bra to me right now. Ma'am,
oh,
ma'am
my,
please,
yeah.
please.
I've painstakingly been working on this for weeks. No, but yeah, when I design something, I want to be proud
so
of it.
You so you do have a home.
I do have a home, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What
yeah.
part of the country do you
it's
live in?
It's in California. It's in Venice. It's really killer. It's awesome.
Yeah.
And like, I go and do laundry there. It's a beautiful place.
Have you seen it?
I have a roommate that really enjoys it.
Now, Extreme Makeover has been on hiatus for a while, but you
about
are still...
About 3.5 weeks.
Yeah. yeah. So is that just like the most time you get off?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
yeah.
I'm already starting to gear up for like going back.
Okay.
So, yeah, you got to plan your like time off really well. Because,
okay.
I mean, it is. It's the greatest job I'll ever have, but it's like 9 months out of a year. So mm-hmm. you got to like really...
And it's all on. You're all on 9 months.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, 7 days
yeah.
a week.
But it's
day.
Awesome. It's like, I guess it's it's probably a little bit like being in the trenches with, you know, like a sort of an army of do-gooders that, you
yeah.
know. But it's
yeah, it's that camaraderie. See, I don't want to
yeah.
call it a red badge of courage, but it's a badge of you're all there, you're all moving
well, you know what?
Forward
Let's
to the same
Let's not call it a badge.
Goal.
Let's call it a plaque. Because plaque is such a great word.
Plaque is a good word unless you're a dentist. I have
no,
to
it's
say.
A great word if you're a dentist because
you
that's
get money
your,
from people having plaque. So I want to ask you about Ty the Tool Guy.
Oh my God, yeah.
Where did that come from?
Now that did take Now, here's what's crazy. That took 9 months to make.
Really?
Okay, so, yeah, I did the VO for it, right? So they had the sketches.
Yeah, yeah.
And then it took them 9 months to do the animation. But what's so amazing is, like, I've had more people come up and talk to me about that because clearly we're in a baby boom. You know,
well,
I mean?
I've seen it several times because we have a 2.5-year-old.
Nice.
So, yeah, I'm very familiar.
And he turns you guys on to it?
He well, it's
oh,
on. He yeah.
Yeah, yeah, he turns you on.
Yeah,
to it.
Yeah.
Nice.
And now I'm singing the song in my head for the theme song for the show, Wow Wow Wubsy.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
This is why we came to the National Hardware Show.
Right.
To talk about Wow Wow Wubsy.
Now, Diane Corman, she says that you basically live on peanuts and Coke. Is that right?
The beverage, yes.
Yes, Coca-Cola.
Thanks for clearing that up.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Otherwise, it's just an unhealthy diet. but yeah, I'm from the South, so I grew up on, yeah. But, yeah, whenever I get, like, with those moments where I'm, like, I'm so exhausted, I'm like, I'm sorry, what'd you say? And they're like, okay, he needs Coke and peanuts. So then people fly it in. They literally just throw it in my face.
And you're
like, oh, wow, that's so much better. That used to work. It still does. It sort of motivates.
Okay.
Well, you know what I'm noticing here, too? I'm doing the My Fix It Up Life detective work. Because anybody can put on clothes that look like whatever, you know, like you're out on the job site, you're doing stuff.
Oh, right.
But I did the boot check. You can't fake the boots.
No.
And your boots are all mangled and scuffed up from living it.
You can't fake hairy knuckles either. You know what I mean?
No, you can't.
No way to hide them.
Care to elaborate on that? I don't know what
I'm not
happening.
Sure what that means exactly.
I don't know if that's a secret code and if no matter what I say, like I just joined a club.
I don't know if I want you in that club, dear. I'm going to have to check into the details.
Here's our tagline for when we post this show online. Ty Pennington, Keys, and Harry Knuckles.
Yeah, can you write a song right now called Harry Knuckles? That would be awesome.
Done.
Okay.
Yeah, how's it go?
It will take
Harry Knuckles.
It'll take
can't
less than
Harry Knuckles. Scuffed on the boots.
Scuffed on the boots.
Nice.
There you go. See, not 9 months.
He's a jingle master.
He is. We're very lucky.
Now, what's next for you? You're blown out of here to do something like across the hall or at the main stage.
Actually, Discovery, the last shuttle is going up, and I'm on it. So I'm very excited about it. So, yeah, I fly to Florida, and then I'll be going up in the space shuttle. Lance, whatever his name is, got booted off, and I'm in. So I'm pretty excited.
Wait.
So awesome right now, you're looking at me like I might be serious. That is so
awesome. I'm like, what are you talking about?
No.
We just got totally...
No, I
totally played.
I'm like, what are you talking about?
No, I wanted to, but there's no room. But we did launch a house into space, which is pretty phenomenal.
I remember that. We actually went to the build there.
We went to that
space
build.
Really? Yeah, we were on. We did a radio show from there.
Yep.
That was back in January.
Yeah, you were not there. You were in South Carolina.
Surprising.
So they told
the
you about my schedule, and that's how you know.
And the funniest thing too is a friend I went to college with. I went to architecture school. He was the architect on the project in South Carolina while we were at the build that did a radio show in Florida.
Oh, that's right.
So we were at the Alpha. He was at the Bravo.
So you guys know about the why? That's what's crazy because I do two at the same time.
That's the part where you're on the plane
that's
all
why
the
I'm
time.
All about stem cell research because I need a clone.
Do you have a clone, really?
I need one.
Yeah.
How
would you allow your clone to actually pull a salary, or would you take that draw?
Oh, yeah, how would you work that?
I don't know. I'd probably talk to my, you know, that's a tough question.
Yeah, talk to your agent
or
something about that.
Because, you know, that guy's going to be just as much of a, you know, stickler as I am. So I think it'd be fair to share in that, though. But the beauty of it is you get twice the work and twice the amount done.
That's very cool.
Yeah.
You'd have to bump that down to legal or bioethics. We have a bioethics department.
Oh, do you?
Fix It Up Life. Yeah.
Oh, awesome.
You know, it's fundamental.
We just started it right now.
It's right next to marketing, and then, you know,
Bioethics.
Yeah.
We
don't even know what that is.
So, yeah, the Alpha Bravo. So, you're flying back and forth. So, you surprise the family, and then you go.
Well, start to, you know, surprise the family, get to know them, get to know their story, find out. Get a plan together of what I'm going to do project-wise because that's the thing is I really do, like, I leave such a detailed plan. Sometimes it's in, a CAD file that cannot go wrong. It's three-dimensional, you know what I mean? So, like, and it's only the times that I leave a rough sketch that things get a little, you know, that's not exactly what I meant. So I have to, like, make sure people understand exactly what I'm doing. A lot of times I do, like, a because I try and customize the furniture in each room that I do because I really want it to be personal. But sometimes I have to design it and then leave it to be cut out and sort of pieced together until I get back because I'm leaving after we tear down the house to go start another one.
Right.
And then just as we tear down that one, I turn around and go back and then bring those guys home the next day. And then once we're done there, fly back and bring those other guys home.
So
how do you fly back and forth? Do you fly commercial? Did they have a plane for you?
Because
I would have.
Wait a minute.
Hold on a second.
There's a robot going by.
Can you get this guy to swing around back here?
That's
amazing.
Do a drive by. Can he go up on that thing?
What is that?
This is really happening right now.
This is really happening.
That is very cool.
Wow.
There's your clone.
There it is. Yeah. Really, I need a clone.
You need a friend?
Yeah. Yeah, that's all I need is another clown.
You need another clown.
That is fantastic.
Holy! This is a family show, William.
Wow, that's
play music. I can do the guitar too.
Oh my goodness!
Is he playing guitar?
Oh yeah.
Oh wow!
Oh, he's dancing too.
Wow! Amazing. I got to get one of those.
How often are you not the center of attention?
Wow, lately, as a child, never.
And like in your family.
Oh, yeah.
You have, like...
Let's put it this way. When I came home from the hospital, my brother threw a bottle at me. That's just awesome.
From a big family?
No, a small family.
Yeah?
Yeah, we're
Why'd
like
you have to
six
think
foot?
About it? Six,
she's
oh,
like
6 foot.
Yeah, no one's really that tall.
No, not really. Yeah.
I used to be like 6'2", but I've been carrying
You know, traveling
weight.
So much has made it kind of difficult.
Now, when do you actually do the designs? Like, you meet these people.
I do it on the computer, like on the plane.
On the plane.
Yeah.
And that's when you're designing things for stairs, too. You're designing things
for
stairs.
I try and do those.
You're designing things for Extreme Makeover. Like, do you have, like, 4 computers going at once on an airplane?
My desktop's pretty crowded, yeah.
Yeah? Yeah. Uh-huh.
And you're a Mac guy?
I am, indeed.
And you got a big, giant MacBook Pro that's with a big screen?
I just got a
17-inch?
Is it like my Mac here?
Is it like that
one? It's a little bigger than that. I like a bigger screen.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Makes you feel like you're doing more.
Yes, it does.
Makes you feel more important.
I carry
around
a flat screen TV on rope. You know, that's how it makes me feel like I'm doing it.
You carry around this robot.
That guy's phenomenal.
Yeah, he is.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, do you have to plug in to recharge? I'm just curious.
No, I just plug in because if I don't recharge, I should. It's robot humor.
He's got it, the drum thing.
All right, and his cousin of mine once said.
Well, thank you very much.
I need music to leave because that's how I roll.
That's how I roll.
Anyone got their own guitar? Let's do it.
Nice.
Oh, my goodness.
And now.
I think everyone needs theme music to leave,
man,
too.
That's the best way to leave right there. I mean, you got to have extra music.
I know.
And that's heavy metal from the Ironclad boot.
It
is. You can't make that up.
Yeah, that is pretty cool.
You cannot make that up. So these people really get, I want to say this, because you go out on the street and we tell people, like, first of all, one of the reasons, like, if you pass something off and it gets messed up, it's because you can't trust Ed Sanders. That guy's a mess.
Well,
we don't even know where he's from.
He smells fantastic.
That's just, he does not want to talk about it. No one wants to.
How do you know what he smells like?
Because I've gotten to hug him a bunch of times. Yeah.
Interesting. Wow.
Yeah. So now,
gather up
you
some
need
soiled...
to smell him next time you've been around.
I have smelled him. Not my particular brand of fragrance.
Ship her his
laundry. I will. I'll get some dirty...
He's married. I know I'm married, but, like, he's handsome.
Yeah, I've heard that. I've heard that from women, that he's a very handsome man.
He is. He's charming.
Yeah.
He's handsome, and then he starts talking, and it's just, like, I'm just, like, in awe.
So,
yeah, there you go.
Yeah, accents can do that. They, you know...
There's gorgeous, gorgeous people all over the place at Extreme Makeover Home Edition. They're just gorgeous.
Well, that's what we recruit. It's not
based on talent. It's about on
quality. Oh, no, you just have to be good looking.
Right.
I mean, Paige is gorgeous, and Tracy is gorgeous.
Well, I mean, that's really what our talent is. It's skin deep, and that's what
Well, and that's a good segue to...
And they smell good, too.
We talk to people out in the world, and we say, you know, we're going to meet you. We're going to meet Ed Sanders.
People out in the world?
Outside of the trade show.
Oh, okay.
Outside of the trade show.
Sometimes we forget that there's a world out there.
Yeah.
Outside of construction and design. And then we get the, they don't do it in a week. Come on. It's
less than a week.
I know, it's less than a week.
Yeah, we built it in 4 days.
Yeah.
But you know why? You know why? Because we don't do it alone. We do it together. And so do you guys know about this whole campaign? Do you guys even know why I'm here?
You're here for Sears.
Yeah, they're doing this Do It Together campaign, which is really a cool thing.
Okay, tell us about
it.
No, really, tell us about it.
Well, basically what they're doing is, they're sort of, they started this thing, which is the Do It Together campaign. So basically they're trying to give tools to people that, you know, use the tools and their talent in their community that want to make a good positive change, right? And so they're looking for people's stories so they can send the tools out to these guys so they can really, like, whether it be help a kid's baseball field or do something for a community center or that kind of a thing, you know, they're looking for those kind of stories. And so they're sending out these toolboxes, right, out to these communities that really need the help. So if you go to the website, if you tweet, what's the thing? What's the tweet again? Yeah, she's on the phone.
Anyway, it's a secret. We don't want you to know.
But if you tweet Blue Tool Crew, anyway, you can sign up for that community, and maybe one of those toolboxes will show up out there, which is great. It'll be in the right hands.
So you share your story to try to qualify or try to get chosen to receive all these.
Unsung heroes. And so,
okay.
And the other one is you go to facebook.com/Sears. Blue Tool Crew. There's also this contest looking for, like, the unsung heroes and dad, basically the guy who has the tools and, like, really wants to do positive things in his community. And so they're going to give him $30,000 toward the community.
$30,000?
That's awesome.
That's
anyway,
incredible.
So that's why I'm here, just because, like, it's great to be able to, like, send these tools into the right hands of people, because it's great that we, like, do really cool things in communities and you get to see it on TV, but there's so many people out there that are doing it that are sort of unknown. And
yeah.
So that's really what today is about. It's about this initiative to let sort of people know about these unsung heroes that are out there trying to make differences as well.
And people are doing is good stuff for other people all over the country. And I hear you guys get 200 applications a week for Extreme Makeover.
Well, more like 2,000.
200 a day. Maybe that's what
it is. 200 a day.
Yeah. It's incredible how many people. And then, you know, for Sears to be able to do that, to really touch people in the community, to be able to help, is just absolutely wonderful. And I'm sure they're capturing video and photos and their stories and everything that they're going to post up online so that everyone can share in it too.
Yeah, that's cool
inspiring.
Thing.
It makes you want to do good things in your community too. When I see stuff like that, it makes me feel like I should be doing more.
It's contagious.
It is contagious. A good contagious.
You know what else is contagious?
Oh, our break?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We have to take one.
Uh-huh. We'll be back.
Well, thanks for having me.
Oh, thanks for joining us.
Yes.
And we'll be back
in a minute with more My Fix It Up Live.
And I hope you're not contagious.
Sometimes we agree just to agree. Sometimes we fight with the referee. I'm so glad that you became my wife. This is our Fix It Up Life. Just a simple law or two. What do I say to you when I can see all I want with you? Might be.
The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clement. 2 years after his father's death, Brendan is staring down the barrel of a divorce. He leaves his daughters in collapsing marriage to fulfill a promise his father made to his mother, and he discovers the answers he wasn't looking for that end up helping him with his own life.
I reach for my tape more like a gunslinger going for a six-shooter rather than a timid, albeit middle-aged, apprentice afraid to do the wrong thing.
Dean Johnson, co-host of Hometime, says home improvement is a thread that runs through many of our lives. Mark has woven it into a very rich and unique story. Brett Witter, publisher of Chicken Soup for the Soul, says a wonderful book about building both houses and relationships that is wise, touching, and as satisfying as a hard day's work well done. Like Chicken Soup for the Soul, it shows us that great wisdom is built from the material of everyday life. Check out The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clement on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and at bookstores nationwide.
Thinking about building a deck?
Before you build, take time to dream a little.
And check out Destination Deck Series at realoutdoorliving.com for deck plans designed for every style of home.
Unique and customizable, click right through for a custom deck plan that fits your family and your home.
Your decking material of choice, real natural wood. It's durable, beautiful, safe, and the best choice for the environment.
Spend your days outdoors enjoying fun, food, and family. And your beautiful new real wood deck.
Realoutdoorliving.com.
Wood. It's real. Replacing a roof is a major investment. When considering your options, make sure to investigate synthetic roofing slate and shake tiles from DaVinci Roofscapes. Cost-effective and made to last, DaVinci's weather-resistant roofing tiles have a 50-year warranty. A DaVinci roof provides long-term comfort and security, along with adding great beauty to the exterior. It's no wonder thousands of homeowners have chosen DaVinci slate and shake tiles. For more information, visit DaVinciRoofscapes.com or call 1-800-328-4624.
Chicken fried, cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, radio up, I'd like to see a sunrise, feed love and a woman die, the touch of a precious child, mother's love, no, I like the chicken fried, cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, the radio like to see a sunrise, see love and a woman die, and the touch of a precious child, mother's love.
And you are back inside my Fix It Up Life with
at the
Mark
end of the show,
Teresa.
And we are very happy to be here at the National Hardware Show at the Ironclad booth. And we are going to say goodbye to you guys. So go to myfixitupliFE.com.
Follow us on Facebook at MyFixItUpLife.
Follow us on Twitter. Check out our videos on YouTube. Subscribe to our podcast on iTunes. And don't forget to check out TimWilliams.com.
Don't forget. And don't forget to send us your triumphs and your questions and your stories at info@myfixitupliFE.com.
And mark your calendar. Saturdays at 10 a.m. East Coast time. Listen
East
to
Coast.
My Fix It Up Life Live.
Sometimes we agree just to agree. Sometimes we fight with the referee. I'm so glad you walked into my life. Into my Fix It Up Life.
This is my Fix It Up Life. You might be just a pretty face looking back at me. You might be an idle conversation piece. You might be another wasted memory, but I'd like to wait and see. You might be first aid on a city street. You might be a gift that brings me to my knees. You might be initial carved into a tree. And I'd like to wait and see. Sometimes we agree just to agree. Sometimes we fight with the referee. Glad you walked into my life, into my Fix It Up Life. This is my Fix It Up Life. You might be a white dress walking up to me. You might be a sunrise in a sky blue sea. You might be the holder of my front door key. And I'd like to wait and see. Sometimes we agree just to agree. Sometimes we fight with the referee. I'm so glad that you became my wife. This is our Fix It Up Life. Just a simple love. What?
might be grandkids running at my feet. You might be a best friend aging gracefully. You might be a lifelong love filled guarantee. And I'm so glad that we